Today I want to talk about Gog and Magog. Now, pretty much every single teacher of the pre-trib rapture that I've ever heard has often talked a lot about Gog and Magog, and they talk about these things as if they're about to happen, or if they're going to happen before the rapture, or shortly after the rapture, or in the very near future. And there are all kinds of prophecy conferences that these pre-tribbers put on where they look at Ezekiel 38 and 39, which deal with Gog and Magog, and they try to tie it in with current events in the Middle East and Israel and Iran and all the different nations over there. Here's what's funny about that. Gog and Magog are only mentioned in two places in the Bible. They're mentioned in Ezekiel 38 and 39, which is where pre-tribbers will go, and they will go into great detail about how Ezekiel 38 and 39 tie in with today's current events. The other place it's mentioned is Revelation 20. Those are the only two places that Gog and Magog are mentioned, Ezekiel 38 and 39 and Revelation 20. Well, here's what's interesting. If you look at Revelation 20, here's what the Bible says in verse 7. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Now, here's what's funny about this. The Bible clearly states in Revelation chapter 20 that Gog and Magog will be deceived and will come against Jerusalem and be destroyed after the millennium. This has nothing to do with current events. Nothing that's going on right now has anything to do with the events of Gog and Magog that are laid out in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Because the Bible clearly states that this is after the 1,000 years are expired, that Satan goes out and deceives the nations and Gog and Magog come against Jerusalem. This is something that's going to take place more than 1,000 years from now. And yet all of these pre-trib prophecy conferences, and whether it be Tim LaHaye or whatever famous pre-trib preacher, they're always looking at the events of Gog and Magog and trying to say that they have something to do with things going on in the Middle East right now. And it's all pointing to the fact that Jesus can come at any moment and there's a pre-trib rapture that's going to happen. And I believe, you know, I'm not sure, but I've heard that in the Left Behind movie, there's an aspect of this toward the beginning of the movie where planes are being shot out of the sky or something. And basically, it's the events of Ezekiel 38 and 39 regarding Gog and Magog. Those events take place early on in the Left Behind movie, before the rapture. Now, look, this just goes to show you that these pre-trib rapture believers, they're not getting their beliefs from Scripture. Because if they did, they'd read Revelation 20, where the Bible tells us very clearly that the events regarding Gog and Magog take place after the millennium.